From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 39 people drowned as a boat full of migrants sank off the coast of Turkey Saturday. The boat was off the western coast of Turkey headed for the Greek island of Lesbos when it hit some rocks and capsized. About 75 people were rescued, the Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up survivors and continued to search for other victims. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said that it rescued 31 migrants and refugees from 3 different rubber boats off the island of Kos on Saturday. Video released by the Coast Guard shows rescuers helping people climb onto their ship in the pitch darkness. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start negotiations with UN officials on a peace process for Syria. Speaking in Geneva, Salem al-Meslet said that his team is prepared to do anything to end Syria's civil war.
We are willing to do anything that really put an end to this war. We want to put an end to this ISIS, to terrorism in Syria. We want to put an end to what this dictatorship is doing. We want to see new Syria.
The negotiations started Friday. The main opposition group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, had originally said that it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its mind and said it would send representatives to Geneva. Representatives of Syrian Kurds fighting against the Assad government said that they were not invited to join the Geneva meetings and will not be part of the peace talks. This